news. Could understood put would governing body 100,000 flooding up to 4 months. An inquiry. Surgery. Chile. The party empty-handed. Facilities. Hospital. Because of the. A 10-year-old girl. Newspaper interview. The lead actor award. The ICC. They expect. In the next few hours. An evacuation shaft. Into an electoral cul-de-sac. Children. An electoral cul-de-sac. Michael Sheen. Bike. Girl. Hello, I'm Kasia Madeira with the latest headlines from BBC News. Cricket's governing body, the ICC, is beginning its investigation into claims Pakistani bowlers fixed parts of their test match against England. Police here questioned several Pakistani players. Last night, cricket agent Mazhar Majeed was bailed without charge. Pakistan's Prime Minister has also launched an inquiry. There's a growing health risk for more than 100,000 heavily pregnant women in Pakistan because of the widespread flooding. That's according to the charity Save the Children, which says unsanitary conditions and the destruction of medical facilities could see Pakistan's infant mortality rate rise. Rescue teams in Chile say they expect to begin drilling an evacuation shaft for 33 trapped miners in the next few hours. It could take up to 4 months to bring the men to the surface, but they've now had the chance to talk to their loved ones by phone. A 10-year-old girl is being treated in hospital after being attacked by two Rottweiler dogs while she was riding her bike in Dundee yesterday. It's understood she suffered a fractured jaw and will require plastic surgery. The dogs will be put down. Lord Mandelson has said the Labour leadership candidate Ed Miliband, who has the backing of the big unions, would take the party into an electoral cul-de-sac. He suggested in a newspaper interview that people were supporting Mr. Miliband because they thought he would reconstruct the party in the image of the past. The Emmy Awards have taken place in Los Angeles.
Hello. Me again.
Mad Men was named Best TV Drama, with the Lead Actor Award going to Hollywood veteran Al Pacino for Don't Know Jack.
There you are, Jack.
But Brits Hugh Laurie and Michael Sheen both left empty-handed. Those are the very latest headlines. You can get much more on all of those stories and the rest of the day's news by visiting our website, bbc.co.uk/news.